Costume designer Edith Head won a record 8 Academy Awards for her elegant work, but many hands contributed to her success: illustrators, tailors, and pattern makers. One of those pattern makers is holding an estate sale in Los Angeles today. NPR's Nina Gregory got a sneak peek.
Yards of black sequins and piles of shimmering rhinestones sit like treasure in plastic shoeboxes in Mina DeGarmo's garage. The 94-year-old DeGarmo made patterns in Hollywood for more than 3 decades. She worked on a number of movies like Airport with Edith Head, Jaws, Xanadu. She was also a pattern maker for Bob Mackie back when TV variety shows were big. Outside, 200 people lined up for a chance to buy a little piece of history, including Rachel Apatow, who says she worked as a production assistant in the costume department on Mad Men.
I grew up watching old movies, and I am a huge Edith Head fan, of course, Bob Mackie. I'm just curious to see what is there, and I love looking at vintage fabric. My roommate is a pattern maker, so I'm very interested in whatever might be in that house.
I was too. Amy McGrory co-owns the LA company that organized this estate sale. She gave me a little tour right before the official sale started Friday morning.
If we come upstairs, we have a room that's full of vintage clothing in here. And then
we walk into DeGarmo's sewing room. And this is a body form that's $495.
For Angela Lansbury.
Wow.
That was the one for her.
DeGarmo made patterns for Murder, She Wrote, so there's lots of Lansbury here. There's also Cher and possibly Carol Burnett. It's hard to know because designers weren't allowed to sign their work. It belonged to the studios and networks. DeGarmo got her start working in Hollywood in a rather unglamorous way.
There was a cattle call. They needed all the seamstresses they could get for Camelot. So they hired her, and she was there ever since.
That's her son, Dennis DeGarmo. He's holding the sale to help raise money for his mother's medical expenses. She's in assisted living and gave him clear directions: sell everything. And he is, except for her Singer sewing machine. Just as they're setting out the last few items, Amy McCrory makes a discovery.
Oh my, Nina, this is a Patty Duke costume with her name on it and her measurements. Dated 1977 pattern fabric swatches. My gosh.
As we pour over the details of Patty Duke's measurements, DeGarmo's son Dennis takes a last look around. 3 decades of his mother's work.
A lot of good memories. This is kind of strange.
Still, he says he's happy to see the people out there who seem to know what's in these rooms. Nothing but quality. Nina Gregory, NPR News.